League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5, you're more than welcome to do that. Get in and join the show, whatever you want to talk about. Your Astros lost last night. It wasn't quite the game we thought it was going to be, was it? Not even close. Ohtani, Charlie Morton came in as the greatest pitcher in the history of baseball and promptly gives up a couple of solo shots and then has to go after giving up four runs. And then, the Astros come back, take the lead. Brian McCann with the two-run homer to give him the lead. Oh, and by the way, we don't want to dismiss the Derek Fisher two-run homer, which was nice to see a little output from left field for a change, which is something different, something that never happens for this club. and then they give up the four runs in the right after they scored too. The Angels came right back, and Joe Smith, who's married to Allie LaForce, by the way, somebody suggested earlier that Allie needs to bust this slump for him, but I don't know that Allie LaForce is really somebody that you would consider.
Well, I don't think people understand what slump buster means.
Right? Yeah,
it's not supposed to be enjoyable.
No. It's that's not how you bust a slump with, especially with your wife. And
well, we're not condoning anything other than that.
No, right.
But the very definition of slump buster was Mark Grace brought it up years ago, and he introduced it to the lexicon. Slump buster was when you go on the road when a team's in a slump and you're trying to get out of the slump. This sounds like something that would be on Bull Durham, the movie. But somebody on a team has to just go, jump on a grenade on the road.
Right.
And look at all these sports euphemisms we've got, or they've become sports euphemisms. You have to do that, and then the team can shake the curse.
Right.
And it's not supposed to be, you don't want to be chosen for that.
No, you don't. You don't want to be the... You don't want to know at any point that you were the slump buster for the team.
Yeah. Well, no, you don't want
that's, to. That's not going to help your self-esteem.
It's ugly. It's not a good thing.
Right. That is not a good thing. Neither is this. Craig asks, why can't the Browns take their two favorite quarterbacks at 1-4, have them battle it out, and roll with the one that wins? And I just said, because no. And he said, ridiculous. Most important position in the league, and they haven't had one in forever, but they can't take two? Okay. Well, they need a lot of other stuff, too. How about getting it right? How about taking it?
I can't do that. What are we talking about? Why would you throw away one of your picks, 1 or 4? What's the guy who's not going to do it? You think, they're just going to trade him. Let me tell you what those picks are, what those players are. If you have a first-round player, as soon as the draft is over, it's like driving a car off the lot. It immediately is devalued unless the guy's playing and is really, really good. You can flip thirds and fourths and even seconds into higher picks. You can't take a first and get more. It almost never happens unless the guy's playing. And the scenario that Craig is talking about is basically burning a quarterback. You're changing a fourth pick of a draft into a couple of third rounders.
Well, on the other side of that coin is you gave up two ones for Deshaun. Why not take two? And I don't agree with Craig in this, but his logic could be, well, wait a minute. Your quarterbacks are worth two ones, so why not get it right, have them battle it out, and the best guy wins? And oh, by the way, just because the other guy won doesn't mean that the guy that lost is actually going to be that bad. You can, in theory, turn a first round a quarterback into a couple more picks, a first and a second.
Nah, a lot of times you won't, though, because they gotta play.
They gotta show it. Garoppolo could have gotten a lot more, and he really, what? How much did he get to play?
Well, he was the back end of the second, though. We're talking about the fourth pick of the draft. You're more than likely not going to get what you paid for.
No. And oh, by the way,
then the other thing is you have two quarterbacks sitting there. As soon as one struggles as a rookie, which is inevitable, we want number four. We want number four, and it will be a quarterback. And you'll divide a whole city. Who likes this quarterback and who likes that quarterback? I won't even know.
And by the way, you're the Browns, and you won one game in 2 years. You need a lot more than a quarterback. You need other players too. So
why would you pass on Chubb or Barkley?
Right.
I mean, can you seriously? Now I'm getting a little bit rattled with this whole line of thought, because Ken Hoffman was saying this too. And if Hoffman has an idea, it's a terrible idea. You never want to align yourself with Ken Hoffman's idea.
Yeah, no. So you aligned yourself with a sports theory that Ken Hoffman proposed. That's something that you never want to be associated with.
No, never.
Never. No. No. Get two quarterbacks. No, you're not doing that. You're just not. You need more than that. A lot of people are saying, why take a quarterback with the first? No, that's why the Browns suck, is because they haven't used any of their picks on a quarterback. They haven't done it well because they've passed on all these quarterbacks. They passed on Goff and Wentz and Deshaun. That's their problem. Their problem is that they haven't been able to pick one right. The problem is they haven't picked one. That's what they've done wrong. I mean, Sashi had all of these picks and he just passed every single time. That's dumb. Get a quarterback, but get the right one. And the right one is probably in this draft. You know, Lance, okay, of the top six guys right now that we know, and I don't think enough people are including the Oklahoma State quarterback. We're talking about Lamar as number five, and Dell was all excited this morning. He thinks it's a real possibility, right?
Well, there's some thought that the Dolphins, if things don't fall their way they want with defensive players, there's some thought that he might be their guy at 11.
Lamar's moving up. Lamar's definitely moving up.
Yeah, and Mason Rudolph, I think Mason Rudolph's going in the six quarterbacks drafted in the first round. How feasible?
It's possible. It's the underdog, but there is a chance he could be a Patriot.
There is a chance he could be a Patriot, or somebody moves up. If let's say the Ravens pass on quarterback, that they could move up into the top of the first round, at the end of the first round, and grab him. I just think that Mason Rudolph is very, very undervalued here. We'll find out. And he could be. He could end up. He's got the most. He's got pro potential. He could end up as the guy in this draft.
He does have. Yeah, he has pro potential, and I'm not the biggest Mason Rudolph fan, but he does have pro potential. And if you look at the quarterback draft, once you get past the first five, and then you got Rudolph, and then Luke Falk's got so many injury issues that it's hard. Like most people, it's weird. It's almost like he's fallen out of his draft, even though he's got talent. He's also been sacked like 150 times in 3 years. And then this kid from Richmond, who I don't understand the infatuation with him, but he's also in the mix also. It's just a bad draft. Once you get out of the first five, and then if you like Rudolph six, then it's really, to me, it really turns into a little bit of a nightmare scenario. But more and more people are getting excited about Lamar Jackson. Like, I think he is going to get pushed up. And you know where he could fall? There's a thought that Ozzie Newsome likes him, and that they could get rid of Joe Flacco sooner rather than later and just hit the reset with Lamar Jackson, because of the offensive scheme they have there, the coordinator they have there, and their willingness to make a switch. So we'll see. It's I think he is going to move up the board. The other thing is, Bucky Brooks thought if he fell, the farthest he could fall would be the Texans in the third round. And I just thought, wow, I mean, what would you do if you had Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson? And almost like, I couldn't even envision that scenario. I get that it might make some sense. I guess you would get that with the thought that you could actually flip Lamar Jackson for a lot more picks.
Yeah.
In the future.
Well, then, but then he would, why wouldn't he be taking some? I don't think that there's any.
I can't see him.
I don't want to live in that world where people are saying that Lamar Jackson should be on the field instead of Deshaun Watson. I just don't want to live in that world.
Well,
you know what
I don't want to live in a world where Brandon Whedon can come in for him.
I want to live in that world.
Do you?
Yes.
Are you sure? Be careful what you say.
Yes. I want to live in a world where Brandon Whedon is backing up Deshaun Watson, but he never gets to play because Deshaun Watson is going to win the MVP this year. That's the world I want to live in.
Well, I want to live in the Deshaun world. Yeah, I want to live in the Deshaun MVP world. I want to live in that world. I don't want to live in the Brandon Whedon world.
I want to live in the world where there's three MVPs in this city.
Yep.
Okay. That's the world I want to live in. And that's the world I'm living in right here.
Do you want to live in a world where the base running is better for your baseball team?
Yeah.
Instead of every single year they have stretches, and usually it involves George Springer, by the way, where base running becomes problematic.
Or they make the last out at third base.
That's what I'm saying.
Trying to advance. What? What are you doing? What are you doing, Marwin? What are you
Isn't
doing?
Isn't that the rule that you never make the last out?
At third base.
At third?
Yeah, and especially to end the game. You don't do that. All right, 818 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. Come on in.
The most delicious app in the business and the easiest steak you can download.
Wait, I think I messed that up.
The most delicious steak in the business and the easiest sports radio app you can download.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update.
Zadok Jewelers, Houston's premier luxury jeweler for more than 40 years.
Here's Tony Desiri.
Tune in to HBO Boxing on Saturday when Daniel Jacobs takes on Michiak Selecki at 9 p.m. only on HBO. It's Game 5 tonight at the Toyota Center as Houston tries to close out its playoff series against the Minnesota Timberwolves. They lead 3-1 after winning Monday in Game 4, where they scored 50 points in the third quarter. James Harden with 22 in that frame, setting a new franchise playoff record. The LA Angels defeated the Astros 8-7 at Minute Maid Park on Tuesday. Houston with 14 hits in the loss. Derek Fisher and Brian McCann each with home runs, each drove in two. Marwin Gonzalez also with RBIs. Andrelton Simmons with 5 RBIs for the Angels, hit 2 home runs. Joe Smith took the loss in relief. And in college baseball, the Texas Longhorns defeated the Houston Cougars 9-4 in Austin, scoring 5 runs in the fourth inning. I'm Tony Desiri, ESPN 97.5.
Shopping for a new energy provider? Triangle Energy keeps it simple. The rate you see is the rate you'll pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. Triangle consistently offers competitive, fair, and simple rates. TriangleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN, PUCT number 10064.
It's Gulf Gate time, and that means the insane savings never stop at Gulf Gate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the 610 South Loop East and the Gulf Freeway and online at gulfgatedodge.com. Don't miss your chance to save all month long during the spring sales event going on now at Gulf Gate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Gulf Gate is your spring savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday. Right now, get a new 2018 Ram Lone Star Crew Cab 4x2 for only $29,917. Or how about a new 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport 4x4 lease for just $264 per month for 36 months. Don't miss the savings Monday through Friday and every Sunday at Gulf Gate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram during the spring sales event going on now. 610 South Loop East and the Gulf Freeway, and always online at gulfgatedodge.com.
Ram Lone Star Crew Cab plus tax, title, and license with approved credit. Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport 36-month lease with $1,724 down with approved credit. See dealer for details. Offer expires 4/30/18.
Hey, it's Gulf Gate.
Support the Houston Fire Department when you purchase any of the Firehouse Series coffees from Katz Coffee. Go to katzcoffee.com and check out their locally roasted coffees for a cause. Use promo code ESPN20 for 20% off. Order now at katzcoffee.com.
Marco's Pizza wants you to meet the boss of all cheese pizza. The big cheese from Marco's, made with 5 fresh cheeses. And right now, an extra large is just $10.99. There's nothing plain about it. Layer upon layer of 5 melty cheeses, all on top of Marco's authentic dough, made fresh in-store every day. And when you order and have it delivered from any one of our 29 locations, it's only $10.99. That's an extra large for just $10.99. The big cheese pizza from Marco's Pizza. Order Marco's.com today.
Hey, Houston, save big on floors for every room at Lumber Liquidators Everywhere Flooring Sale. Get 15% off pre-finished hardwood and bamboo, engineered for every level of your home. All water-resistant Dream Home X2O laminate is on sale up to 33% off. Get waterproof floors up to 34% off. More from 59 cents plus special financing and professional installation. Get to Lumber Liquidators Everywhere Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a Houston store near you.
Sawgrass is now offering a grilled pineapple margarita. The name alone should make you stop what you're doing and head to Sawgrass. It starts with a 24-hour infusing process, and right before serving, the always friendly Sawgrass bartender takes their ice shaker and vigorously wakes up the ingredients to its ice-cold optimal drinking temperature. So whether you're celebrating something big or just ending the week, make the grilled pineapple margarita your new drink choice at Sawgrass Steakhouse.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All kinds of questions here. What if the Browns go Barkley, then Chubb, and skip QB? Is that even a scenario? I don't believe so. If the Browns have 2 or 3 quarterbacks rated closely together, why not take Barkley or Nelson with the first pick and take whichever quarterback is left over? Well, take the guy that you want most at quarterback. That's the most important position, and Barkley and Chubb or Nelson will all be, they may all be there at 4. I think this has got a real chance. If Baker is number one, it's got a real chance to go quarterback, quarterback, quarterback.
I think it will go. If Baker's one, I think it definitely, well, so Daniel Jeremiah doesn't think so. He thinks it goes quarterback, Barkley, and then Darnold to the Jets, which would be interesting. Now, yeah. You know, no one's, I don't think the Jets have even thought they would get Sam Darnold. He thinks the Giants would pass on a quarterback, but he doesn't know anything. He said he's just kind of guessing there. The Gettleman doesn't like the quarterback class. If that's the case, you know, but the other thing is somebody could fly up to the number 2 pick to go draft Darnold with a trade. They could trade up for Sam Darnold. So I tend to agree with you. I think somehow, I don't know how it happened, I think if Baker Mayfield goes first, it goes Mayfield, Darnold, and then I think Rosen to the Jets. I've heard they like Rosen and Mayfield. And then the guy, and then at 4, it's either Barkley or Chubb, and then you got Josh Allen either at 5 with Denver or a trade in to number 5, or he's going to be the quarterback to fall. Because 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 all have quarterbacks. And 11... I mean, they've got Tannehill, but I don't think they'd be shy about taking a quarterback. It's just, do they like Josh Allen or not? The guys that could fall a little bit, Josh Allen could fall a little bit, possibly, in that particular scenario. If it goes the other way, where Darnold or Allen go first, then I think Josh Rosen's going to be the guy who falls, because I've heard Denver doesn't like him. So he will fall. He'll fall back and could fall all the way to 11 or 12. And then, as a matter of fact, I think Josh Rosen could definitely fall to number 12 at Buffalo. And then the other scenario is Denzel Ward, Ohio State cornerback, falling a little bit to potentially 10 or even beyond the top 10 picks. There, I think there's going to be a trade between two teams inside the top 11 picks. I think, well, maybe even top 12, maybe even top just top 10, where two teams are going to flip-flop spots.
If the Giants don't love Darnold, then they trade out. There's no way they take Barkley. I think that they trade out of there because they can get so much for that pick with Darnold sitting there.
It depends on who's, like, how far you're going to trade back and do you value that. You're trading out of some pretty good players.
Yeah. No, you are, but you still got a really good player, like a Ward, that could still be there, let's say, at 12 with the Bills.
Yeah. That's possible.
Derwin James, Mika Fitzpatrick, all
yeah.
those guys could be
Yeah, available. They could. I mean, there's good football, really good football players. And what can you pick? What will you pick up from the Bills to get Darnold?
So there's a rumor that the Bills are digging around on the Browns' fourth pick, and that what they were offering was, here's our first two rounders, and the Browns would be more like, no, we'll take your 12th. We'll flip-flop spots, but we want next year's number one.
Yeah.
Because we got a funny feeling you're going to be a lot worse than, 21st pick in the draft. We think you're going to be a lot worse, so we'll take your one next year.
Yeah. Oh, you got to give up the one next year. If you're and especially if you're going up to the Giants to number two, you've got to give up 12 and you've got to give up one number one next year. And you might
have to give up.
You're going to have to give up a second or a third as well, probably.
That RG3 trade, I wonder if people still look at that and say, that's still kind of the standard for making the big move up the board. You may not get exactly as much, but I wonder if the Giants would say, we're willing to take a little less than the Rams traded for the RG3 pick, traded to Washington, but we will we'll take a little less than that, but we have a very high standard. Mm-hmm. It will be interesting to see what they're willing to take, because sometimes I just think these teams play too much hardball. Man, just take the picks that you're getting and get out of there and get those picks.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you love Barkley, then you just go, you know what, we just love this guy too much. But I think that'd be a dumb move by the Giants. They need stuff. At that number two pick will be so coveted if Darnold is sitting there.
Yeah, but Eli's is, what, 37 now, John?
Yeah, you got it.
Quarterback too.
Yeah, you got to have quarterback. And that guy could be the future. So, you know what? If he's sitting there and you love him, take him.
Yeah. That's a no-brainer. If they love him, they got to take him.
Yeah.
But here's what no one really anticipates. Everyone just assumes that everyone else's draft board, like, if Josh Rosen's there, you got to take Rosen. You don't know how teams like these players. Like, you don't know what teams, how the interview went. You don't know how they have the board stack. You don't just draft a position to draft a position. You draft a player that you like. You don't just say, well, he's the fourth quarterback, so you take him. No, that's not how it works. That's how you get fired. When you draft quarterbacks, you get fired. Like, you either are successful or you get fired. There is a clear line of demarcation. When you draft a quarterback, they say your clock starts on your career as a general manager. Sometimes it's already started, but for sure it will start when you draft a quarterback. Whether or not you get fired, the clock has started once you draft a quarterback in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Any quarterback in the first round.
Well, look,
and so
Rick, Rick
that's why
did
some
it.
These guys rushed to get him in.
Rick did it, and he did it well, and he got it right, and he still got fired.
Well, that clock may have been set in motion.
You know what? It's a comma. It's not a period, Lance.
That's what I hear. I got a feeling from what I've heard it's going to be a period.
It's a comma, Lance. I don't know if you know this.
It's a period with the Texans.
Well, right.
It's an exclamation point, and then it's a
period.
It's a finger wag emoji.
It was always a question mark. It's all of those. Yeah. And it's not the poo emoji. Well, in the second... And after the first round, it was poo emoji a lot of times.
A lot of poo emojis.
8:30 ESPN 97.5. Time for us to talk a little Skeeters. They start up on Friday, and we want you to be out there. Go and enjoy opening day. Okay, Pete Incaviglia, his reign as the manager of the Skeeters begins on Friday. And you, my friends... you get the benefit of all of the wonderful deals that they've got going on. You want to sit in the club, in Sparty Club. You want to sit out in left field. You want to or be at the playground with all the little kids in left field, or the bar in center field, or sit in wonderful seats. There's not a bad seat in the house, as you were talking about before. Bring your blanket and sit out in right field on the grass out there. You can do that as well. So inexpensive. If you've got a group, a church group, or you've got a little league, or you've got whatever, any group, you got great prices for any group outings, and then all the giveaways that they've got there as well.
Yeah, the giveaways are really cool. That's just a little something extra for you. I do want to tell you about that Insperity Club. It's like a great big, it's almost like a great big giant press box. It's full of, it's also full of all the suites, but they've got an area back there where they've got an ice cream bar. They've got, like when last time we were there, it was the shaved roast beef. They've got a buffet of all this really good food. So I'm telling you, it's really a cool night out at the park. And if you do own a business, why don't you consider getting a suite and taking all of your employees out for a cool night? Nothing keeps the team morale better than showing them that you appreciate them and you know, that they are Skeeters worthy. That's what I like to say. Go to SugarlandSkeeters.com for all your ticket information. Opening night this Friday. Get on out there and enjoy some good baseball and some great fun. SugarlandSkeeters.com.
ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5 presents Palillo Points.
The Astros sold more than 36,000 tickets for their Tuesday nighter. Turns out winning a World Series is good for attendance. So was having the visiting Angels pitch Japanese phenom Shohei Ohtani. In how many Astros games this season do you think every starter in their batting order gets at least one hit except for Jose Altuve? My guess is one. It happened last night against the Angels. Altuve's collar starched with an 0 for 5, while everyone else combined for 14 hits. 7 runs will win most games for the Astros, but not last night's thanks to an awful inning of relief from Joe Smith. 1 inning pitched, 4 runs allowed. So the Astros take the field this afternoon, back in second place. They can go right back into first by salvaging the finale with the Angels. Very good chance of doing so with Justin Verlander pitching opposite Nick Tropiano. That's today's Palillo Points.
Listen to Charlie Palillo Mondays at 1:30 on The Usual Suspects and Wednesdays at 10 on John and Raheel with Dell.
The Kima Boardwalk and 24 craft breweries invite you to spend the day sampling over 72 different craft beers. It's the Kima Craft Beer Fest Saturday, April 28th. Sample 8th Wonder, Carbach, St. Arnold, Buffalo Bayou, Galveston Island, Deschutes, Spindle Tap, and many, many more. Plus, live music all day. Buy your advance tickets now. Get a discount with the military ID or with your Landry Select Club membership. It's the Kima Craft Beer Festival Saturday, April 28th. Tickets and details at KimaBeerFest.com. That's KimaBeerFest.com.
One of the most common myths is that we humans only use 10% of our brains. Howdy friends, I'm DWI Specialist Attorney Gary Trichter. While this fact may be true of some politicians, including some judges and prosecutors, the fact is the rest of us use 100% of our brains. There are a lot of myths when it comes to DWI too, like the myth that police DWI tests are accurate. Take the breath tester. Did you know that its manufacturer doesn't warrant it accurate for human testing? And how about the blood test? Did you know that the blood isn't actually tested? And then there's the field sobriety test. They're designed to make you look intoxicated and keep you off balance. Remember, if you're arrested for DWI, you're presumed innocent. And that's the only presumption in a DWI case. So use your brain. Call me here in Houston at 713-524-1010. Put it in your cell phone. Heck, carve it in your saddle. Or Google TexasDWILaw.com.
Houston, Texas, home of the Houston Dynamo and Cube 57, the single greatest partnership since Ben and Jerry, the greatest team since milk and cookies, the world's greatest combination since tortillas and frijoles. Can't make the match against Minnesota United FC on April 28th? Cube 57. Or the home game on May 5th against the LA Galaxy? Cube 57. Check us out on Channel 57 on all major providers or Channel 653 on Xfinity. Cube 57, the official home of the Houston Dynamo.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. Did you watch Astros baseball last night, Dell, or did you watch Miami get their ass handed to them?
It seems that's an aggressive way to phrase a question. I didn't watch either. Well, the Astros are on my laptop. I watched Bucks. I watched a lot of Bucks, Celtics. The Miami game I did not watch because I knew how it would turn out, particularly because Miami had played the Sixers relatively close all series long, except for one quarter. And the third quarter has been the really big issue. And I thought to myself, if they get through this third quarter, I might tune in. They didn't get through the third quarter. I think they got outscored by like 15 in the game. It went in tied, They got a score by 15 or so, and the game was over. I didn't watch because it was an inevitable conclusion, so no, I didn't watch. Celtics-Bucks is compelling. Rozier and Bledsoe going at it. That's the one I focused on last night.
Yeah, the those three, though, really weren't the story. Al Horford was, again, when he plays well, they get the job done at home. He was big in game one, and he was big again last night.
He's got a game that is not dynamic in any way, shape, or form.
No.
He's a perimeter guy. He's a ball handler. He'll pass the ball. He initiates offense. But no one thinks of Al Horford as an elite player. But for what he does for them, and considering what they don't have, he's pretty damn important. He's been good in the series.
Yeah. The Warriors are set to take on. That series is going to get started. The Rockets need to get this done and get through it. Utah needs to get theirs done so we can get that job going. And both are playing tonight. The Warriors, very interesting. How about this? I don't remember Mike Schumann. Do you remember him, wide receiver for San Francisco?
Who?
Mike Schumann is his name.
Mike Schumann.
Schumann, S-H-U-M-A-N-N. Anyway,
I don't remember him.
Well, he was done with football back in the 90s, and he's been with KGO, the ABC affiliate in San Francisco, since 1994. Apparently he is the guy too that KGO has the exclusive rights. They're ESPN, ABC, and he does the post game interviews for the station and with the Warriors. And apparently there's video of him stealing a jacket, a Warriors jacket that belonged to Ralph Walker, the Warriors director of team security. He is beloved by the players. As a matter of fact, even when Steph won his MVP award, he even mentioned this guy. And he is beloved. And apparently, they've got video of this anchor, sports anchor, Mike Schumann, who used to play for the 49ers, stealing the guy's jacket and walking out with it. Anyway, so we are taking these allegations very seriously and conducting a full investigation, says KGO. As a matter of policy, we do not comment about personnel matters. Well, your dude stole the jacket. Now the players want this dude banned, and he's the interview guy. But how stupid can you be? You've been at a place for 21 years, and you're the sports anchor. And you're stealing a Warriors jacket? I mean, honestly,
I'm looking at it right now. These are just still photos. I don't see he's got a jacket on belonging to Steph Curry's bodyguard being taken. Yeah, what are you doing? What are you thinking?
What is wrong with you?
I mean,
are you a klepto? I hope you're a kleptomaniac and you need some help.
Here it is. I'm looking at the video right now. He's just kind of rummaging through, like, yeah, that's mine. I got this. Sweet. And I'll just roll out of here.
Well,
you know who would never do something like that? And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. My old friend Matt Thomas would never do that. He would never steal someone's jacket.
Well, Matt's the voice, the radio voice. He's not the post-game interviewer. It'd be more like...
You think Clanton would steal somebody's jacket?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he would.
You know who else would never steal? John Harris would never.
Never.
Say, oh, look, here's Andre Howell's jacket. I think I'm just going to take Andre Howell's jacket and roll out of there with it.
No. Or it's like Julia Morales is going around stealing, Astros gear. Kate Upton's jacket that was so hot that everybody has to have now. You think Julia Morales would do that? No.
No, absolutely not. Julia Morales
Bart
would
Ennis.
Never think of that.
Is Bart Ennis going to go and steal stuff from people? No. He would never do that.
Never.
See, that's what we have.
Any confusion? Mark Vandermeer would never. Mark Vandermeer would never say, "Oh, look at Kendall Lamb's. Look at Kendall Lamb's. Knee pads or thigh pads. Huh? Looks like I'm taking this."
No, I don't think he would take Kendall Lamb's thigh pads. Mark Vandermeer. I'm pretty sure that's
would never do that.
He would. No, he would never do that. I mean, it's like what about the guy that the Mexican television guy that stole Brady's jersey?
Yeah.
We don't do stuff like that.
No. Now, the one guy we've ever worked with that I could see maybe getting a little shifty, Shrek's.
Yeah. Yeah, no, no, no. I could see Shrek's doing that and selling it out of his car, out of
his
trunk.
Wait a minute, Shrek-y, what do you have there?
What do you got?
Worry about it.
A Brady jersey? Where did you get that? And why? What's with the grass stains on it?
Yeah. I mean, you want it or not? It's going back in the trunk. If not, I guess I'll take it, Shrek.
We can't make fun of Shrek, though, because Shrek's, you know, Shrek's lost his job.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he's out there. Yeah, he. Everybody, all the people on that in their entire network, all the sports people got fired. They're only doing. They got one guy that's doing all the sports for him now. Was it Univision or where was he, Dale?
Oh no.
Yeah. So Shrek is out there.
He literally went from. Remember when he claimed that somebody was out for the year because they were on a cart?
Yeah, Andre Johnson. No, he said he's being carted off. Andre was
being carted off, and it turns out he was being carted like everyone rides in the cart over to.
He did hurt his finger.
He hurt his finger, and he was. Yeah, but Andre, remember he reported here live. Andre's being carted off. What? What? Andre's being carted off at practice? Holy crap. Well, he cut his finger or something. Anyway.
That's a big difference between carted off. He's in a medical cart, just getting some, you know, a Band-Aid put on that.
Right. So, no. I could see Shrek's. Yeah, I mean, there was stuff in his trunk that he was selling. I'm sure it was ill-gotten means. I'm sure.
But there was a time that I knew I could get a sweet TV or a watch from him.
Oh
I
yeah,
knew that.
Not anymore though. He's a nice, upstanding, law-abiding citizen now. Well, maybe not now that he's out of work. I don't know what he's
law-abiding
doing.
Law-abiding citizen. He called like the BCS championship game in Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a color commentator.
Yeah.
What'd you do last year?
Yeah. So that's that.
Let's not give him too much credit. It was only the Rose Bowl. I mean, Oklahoma didn't advance to
the.
But he did.
Yeah.
He was
they were in the playoffs.
He was the color analyst for Oklahoma football last year in Spanish.
In Spanish. He was the color commentator. And he asked Lance, hey, Lance, what should I say? What do you mean? What should you say?
What do you mean? Like, what do I need to talk about? You need to know particular players? No, it's just like all of it.
Yeah. I think you should talk about plays. That's what I think you should talk about.
Oh, no. We got to start like, and I'm just sitting there trying to eat. I was just sitting there trying to eat a peach cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey, I got to talk to you about something. Like, yeah, what's up, man? So I'm going to be doing the color commentary for the Sooners. I'm like, wow, really? First of all, that was a shocker. He's like, yeah, in Spanish. So what's up? Like, what do I need to do? Let me finish this cobbler. And then I'll try to get caught up on where you are exactly in the whole football thing.
Right.
And then we had a talk, but... That guy's one of the great hustlers of all time. I mean, unbelievable hustler. When no one else can get a guest at Super Bowl, that guy could pull in the greatest guest of all time. And he's not even a smoking hot girl. Like, the one trick on Radio Row, Peter Burns had this figured out in Denver. He would bring Jane Slater, and there was one other, I can't remember who the other girl was. They wouldn't have anybody booked, and all of a sudden, hey, guys, here's Eli Manning. Like, Eli would say, yeah, I can do this interview. Imagine that. You can't go do my interview, but Eli could go do another one when Jane Slater asks. Shocking.
Yeah, right. 845 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, Rhea Hill's going to join us in about 15 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5. Charlie Polillo joins us in the 10 o'clock hour. AJ Hoffman going to fill in for Lance tomorrow. Lance is doing all this TV stuff tomorrow and Friday. Sean Salisbury is going to be with us in studio.
You know, Sean's watching tape. I showed him how to watch tape in my office. He's been watching tape all week.
Has he really?
What's your really? Xbox really? Controller?
And by the way, Sean tweeted out yesterday. He said, "If you're judging Josh Allen just by shorts and t-shirts, okay, FOH, okay, I don't want to hear from you. Now go watch his tape and tell me that he's accurate. FOH is what he said.
Did he really say
FOH? GTFOH. And no, GTFO.
Did he also add EAD to it as well?
No.
And if you disagree with me, EAD?
No, mommy, daddy, what's EAD?
They're going to ask what GTFO and FOH mean, too.
No. No, they're not going to ask that. That's too many letters. I don't understand. Why is that?
Eat a donut.
Why is the bad man saying?
Why am I
eat
the bad
a donut
man?
Is right.
Eat a donut.
Why is the he's bad man people, saying
E-A-D? If you think Josh Allen is accurate, go eat a donut.
Eat a donut.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
All right.
That should become a new. That should become something in the sports lexicon. Eat a donut.
Eat a donut. What I need you to do is save people money again, Lance.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, you have two choices. You can either be the sucker at the, you know, it's like I like at a poker table. If you sit down at the poker table and you can't spot the sucker, you're the sucker. It's the same thing. If you are at the, you know, if Bill Advisor contacts you and they say, what are your bills like? What are you paying? Like, when is the last time you had it renegotiated? You say, what do you mean renegotiated? I pay what they tell me to pay. Oh, baby, no. No, that's not how this works. See, how this works is they want you to do that. And most people do that. That's why these companies get over on you. And yet new customers get these sweet rates, right? Well, where's your sweet rates? Do you get any sweet rates? Because you've been with a company for 10 years with a satellite company or cable. You've been 15 years with the same cell phone company, and you packaged home phone and internet. And oh, you're bundled. We'll give you a bundle package. And that was nice the first year. Have you noticed how it's gone up over the last 3 or 4 years? Get new customer rates. That's what Bill Advisor does. They negotiate new customer rates for you, and the savings are astronomical. They have a $300 challenge where if they can't save you the $300 in your bills, they will just give you your money back and give you an Amazon gift card as well. The fact is they save between $800 and $900 on average for customers. Let them negotiate your bills. You do nothing. Just sit back and watch the savings roll in. I've saved $3,400 over the last 2 years so far, and I haven't had to pick up the phone more than twice the entire time. Go to BillAdvisor.com or text GO to 232323. That's GO to 232323.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update.
Zadok Jewelers, Houston's premier luxury jeweler for more than 40 years.
Here's Tony Desiri.
Tune in to HBO Boxing on Saturday when Daniel Jacobs takes on Michiak Selecki at 9 p.m. only on HBO. It's Game 5 tonight at the Toyota Center as Houston tries to close out its playoff series against the Minnesota Timberwolves. They lead 3-1 after winning Monday in Game 4, where they scored 50 points in the third quarter. James Harden with 22 in that frame, setting a new franchise playoff record. The LA Angels defeated the Astros 8-7 at Minute Maid Park on Tuesday. Houston with 14 hits in the loss. Derek Fisher and Brian McCann each with home runs, each drove in two. Marwin Gonzalez also with RBIs. Andrelton Simmons with 5 RBIs for the Angels, hit 2 home runs. Joe Smith took the loss in relief. And in college baseball, the Texas Longhorns defeated the Houston Cougars 9-4 in Austin, scoring 5 runs in the fourth inning. I'm Tony Desiri, ESPN 97.5.
Teamwork. It's important in sports and in business too. To have the best chance of winning, you need the right players on your side. That's where BDO comes in. BDO is one of the largest and most respected accounting, tax, and advisory organizations in Houston and worldwide. Along with core tax and audit services, our professionals have deep experience in specialized areas, from cybersecurity and internal audit to private client services. In Houston, people who know BDO.
The fun never ends at Sam Houston Race Park.
The Spring Concert Series is back at Sam Houston Race Park. Come for the fun this Friday as the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band take the Bud Light stage, presented by Whitmire's. Tickets start at just $10, plus Friday is 50-cent beer night. Then on Saturday, don't miss Pat Green live in concert, presented by Shoppas. Both concerts immediately follow live racing. For more info, visit shrp.com. Sam Houston Race Park, come for the fun.
I can't stand the thief. Hello, everybody. Nate Griffin here. As the husband and father, my main job is to protect my wife and daughter. That's why I chose Hawk Security. Call them now, 281-947-HAWK, or visit hawksecurity.com. For the first 100 people who call in right now, mention promo code Nate, you'll get a free doorbell camera with the Go Hawk Smart Home Package and free installation. That's a savings of $400. Call now, 281-947-HAWK. That's 281-947-HAWK, or visit hawksecurity.com.
It's the Rugby Lone Star Showdown as the Houston Sabercats take on the Austin Elite this Saturday, April 28th at 2:30 p.m. at Dyer Stadium, right there off of 610 and 290. 15% off with college ID, and the first 1,000 fans will receive Sabercat cowbells. For tickets, go to HoustonSabercats.com. That's HoustonSabercats.com this Saturday, April 28th at 2:30 p.m. Sink your teeth into Sabercats rugby. Go Cats!
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, 851 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to come in here, 713-780-3776. Hang out with us here. Gronk says he's playing, Lance. So we can all rest now easy because Gronk is going to play this year. Was ever a time when Gronk... Did you have it in your head at any point that Gronk would not be playing this year?
Yeah, actually I did. Well, no, I guess I didn't. Because if he was going to retire, he would have done it by now. But I don't think he's long for that. I think the very first time you start playing games with Belichick, he's like, all right, we got to go ahead and move in a different direction, find a new tight end. And so I think they're going to draft a tight end in the first round this year. I don't think they're moving up for a quarterback. I think if a quarterback falls to them that they like, they may draft him. But I think they're going to try to find Gronk's future replacement this year.
Who is that?
I don't know. Hayden Hurst makes sense. Dallas Goedert might make some sense. Maybe they go Mike Gesicki as Aaron Hernandez type, who doesn't have to block much but can be a pass catcher and with less murders on his, you know, less court cases and murders. I don't know. We'll see. But my guess is, you know what it could be? What if he went Rudolph and Hayden Hurst and basically said, yeah, I'm glad you guys, Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski, I'm glad y'all been chirping a lot lately.
Hmm.
I just want to see if y'all notice what happened in the first round. Tom Brady's going to be like, go ahead. Now everyone can see how terrible your drafts are when I'm gone.
Right. Well, they do have to draft a quarterback, though. I mean, they've got nothing behind him.
Well, I mean, that's true. But there's a lot of teams. Like, are we really going to war with Landry Jones in Pittsburgh? I mean, are you really, you know, Phillip Rivers? They need to find a new Eli Manning. There's a lot of teams. Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
There's like a lot of secret teams that no one's really talking about that could be sneaky and draft a quarterback.
Yeah. No, I think six are going in the first round.
Man, that's a lot.
I'm looking at 10 players who could sneak into the first round of the draft, and Hayden Hurst and Dallas Goedert are both on that list. They could be if the Patriots. Okay, you tell me, yay or nay, going to be sneaking in the first round. Leighton Vander Esch.
Oh, he's a lock. He'll be in the top 20.
Isaiah Wynn.
He'll fall out.
Josh Sweat.
No prayer.
DJ Chark.
Long shot. Outside shot, but long shot.
That's the wide receiver from LSU. Sam Hubbard, edge from Ohio State.
Outside shot that he could be a Titan.
Marcus Allen, safety from Penn State.
No prayer.
Justin Reed, safety from Stanford.
He'll be in the first.
He'll be in the first round?
Yeah.
That good?
Yeah, he ran a 4.41. He'll hit you. I'm a huge fan. I think he's a really good player. I think he's in my top 20 players in my draft rankings, draft grades.
Jesse Bates?
No prayer.
All right. So they...
A lot of safeties you're mentioning there.
Yeah.
Who wrote that article?
Who did write that? That's a good question. It was David Kenyon.
Yeah. Glad to see you're cheating on me with another draft writer.
Well,
pretty cool.
He loves some safeties, okay? Apparently he hasn't heard you don't draft safeties in the first round anymore.
Here's some guys who could sneak into the first. A few names for you. One would be Austin Corbett from Nevada, Frank Ragnow from Oklahoma, both interior offensive linemen, and then Lorenzo Carter from Georgia has an outside shot of sneaking into the back half of the first. Sonny Michel could fall. He's got a little bit. There's some teams who flagged him for a knee issue. Other teams say, he's fine right now. He just may not play more than 6 or 7 years at most. And he's a running back, so who cares? Like, that's really become the thought with a lot of teams. Who cares? The running back. You get 5 good years out of running back, you know, then you should be happy. And if you think about it, how long did the Texans really get out of Arian Foster?
No. Right.
I mean, Earl Campbell had 4 good years for the Oilers. Of course, they used to grind running backs then, but Arian had a ton of touches. Running backs are not going to – typically, they're just not going to last on average more than 5 to 7 years. I mean, not at a high, high level. So if a guy has a knee issue, then you think, well, he's not going to play long term. Well, is he going to give us 5 good years? Oh, yeah, he should do that. Okay. What's the problem? That's one whole contract. We're good.
Yeah, but Leonard Fournette, how many years is he going to – well, he does have a bunch of ankle issues, so I don't know.
Coming in with ankle injuries, how long do you think he lasts, John? He'll be a big factor for the next
Well, how long do you think Barkley's going to last?
Who?
Barkley.
I think Barkley will last longer, actually. Yeah. He's been very durable. He does take some big shots when he, like, jumps through the air and tries to hurl over people. That's got to stop. But he can elude people. He doesn't intentionally take a bunch of big hits. Actually, and you know, did you see how few carries he had this year relative to last year? It's almost like Franklin, his head coach James Franklin, said, "We're going to dial you way back to help you with your, you know, with your pro career." So he didn't have as many carries. His carries were way down this year compared to last year. His touches.
Yeah, well, that was nice of his coach, wasn't it?
Longer than Fournette.
That was nice of his coach, wasn't it? As opposed to, and if I'm a recruit, I walk into the living room and I say, "Look what I did for that kid, and look where he's going." And I didn't want to overuse him because I want him to have a nice long NFL career, and that's a nice recruiting ploy.
That's exactly how Nick Saban does it. He goes, "Guys, we have super easy light practices so that no one gets injured during the season or after they're done playing at Alabama. There's just coincidentally, like." Most players in every draft have to have surgery. That's all coincidence.
Right. It's a coincidence. And a lot of them aren't criminals. But you know what?
Not a lot, John.
Well,
Reuben Foster and Rolando McClain. Maybe just more linebackers. I don't know.
Seems like a lot to me. That seems like a lot of bad stuff is going
on. When they go hard in the paint.
Not quite exactly Antonio Callaway, but okay. Your favorite Florida Gator.
What did Antonio Callaway do besides getting caught smoking weed again at a combine?
Oh, I don't know. The sexual assault that he was accused of.
Do you know that he got off of that?
Yeah, he got off of that because apparently the lawyer that was arbitrating it was a Gator alum.
Do you know the reason? They bought his explanation.
Yeah, because he was too stoned.
Yeah, he was too high to do that.
He was too high to have any sexual appetite.
Yeah, I can tell you, teams have done a lot of digging on that, and that one may not be what it appears. That one may not be on Cat. Like Callaway, teams do believe Callaway's story and that it was not, and that this was more of a consensual thing. And
well, here's the problem. The positive is that he was too stoned to do anything wrong.
Well, okay.
Okay.
I guess I kind of glossed over that part.
Yeah, right. Hey, we got to take a break. Where Heels joining us.
Hey, by the way, he was too stoned.
No, by the way.
What shirt is he wearing today, Dell? Is he wearing his Magic Garden shirt today?
Who?
Me?
Are you hating on Callaway?
No, I'm loving Callaway. I wish he lived in California.
No, by the way, it's time for break.
Time for a break. Oh, yeah. Push the button and go to break. All right, let's push the button and go to and call Jeff Aronoff. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. You, my friends, will benefit from Jeff Aronoff giving you 20% off on any work that he does at your home or business. And your business needs it. A new countertop? Yeah. Or a new vanity for the bathroom? It's gross. You want people to go in there and see that gross vanity that you have in there? No. And then they'll never come back to your store. You know what? Clean it up. Your counter is shungat, right, Del? It's shungat.
Well, you might want to explain what shungat is.
It's shungat. I think it's self-explanatory.
It's shungat.
That's all.
Hey, you got shungat counters?
Yeah. Well, you need Jeff Aronoff. Okay, he's going to come to your house or your business.
You call me to your house with your Shun God counters.
Yeah.
You don't even offer me water.
You disrespect.
What have I done to make you treat me so disrespectfully?
So what I need you to
Shun God counters.
Is call Jeff Aronoff and let him fix all your Shun God crap that you got around the house. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. Tell him you heard it right here. Get 20% off.
We don't make knee-jerk decisions.
ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.